Have you ever felt that strange sense of déjà vu? That inexplicable feeling that you've been somewhere before, met someone before, lived a moment before? For Clementine, this sensation becomes startlingly literal when she inherits her beloved Aunt Analia's Upper East Side apartment. The century-old dwelling with weathered stone lions guarding the eaves holds more than just memories. It contains actual slips in time. After a particularly exhausting day at her publishing job, Clementine returns home to find a handsome stranger cooking risotto in her kitchen. His name is Iwan, and according to him, her aunt is subletting to him. The calendar on the wall shows March 2016, 7 years in the past. Items Clementine had carefully packed away after her aunt's death have mysteriously reappeared, including her aunt's Persian cat, Marlo. The apartment, it seems, has slipped through time like silk through fingers, bringing with it Analia's two strict rules: always take your shoes off at the door, and never, ever fall in love, because no one in this apartment ever stays. Despite her panic, Clementine impulsively invites Iwan to stay, claiming a pigeon problem in her apartment. Their connection is immediate. His boyish charm, auburn hair, and gray eyes captivate her, while his passion for cooking creates unexpected intimacy. Working as a dishwasher at the Olive Branch, Iwan dreams of opening his own restaurant with mismatched chairs and family-style tables. When cooking, he transforms, treating food as a language connecting cultures and generations. Their evenings bloom under vintage lamps with homemade meals and conversations lasting until dawn. When Iwan kisses her, Clementine knows she should resist. He exists 7 years in her past, yet she falls deeper into this impossible romance. Then one day, she returns to find the apartment snapped back to her present. Vintage wallpaper replaced by modern paint, Iwan's cooking implements gone, leaving only memories and the scent of lemon pie. Clementine has become the quintessential career woman at Strauss & Adder Publishers, working late Fridays with her professional survival kit of spare tights, emergency deodorant, and protein bars. Since her aunt's death 6 months ago, her career has become her entire identity. When her boss, Rhonda, offers her the publicity director position she's always wanted, there's one condition: secure a cookbook deal with James Ashton, the acclaimed chef behind Olive Branch Restaurant. The cruel twist? James is actually Iwan from her past, 7 years older, more polished, and with no recognition of their history. His demeanor is coolly efficient, nothing like the passionate young man she once knew, and his cookbook proposal reflects this change, technically perfect but soulless, lacking poetic descriptions of flavors and memories. As Clementine navigates professional boundaries with present-day James while falling for Iwan's younger self, she questions whether her pursuit of security has cost her authenticity. Throughout the novel, grief emerges as a powerful force shaping both protagonists' lives. 6 months after her aunt's suicide, Clementine has methodically stripped Analia's vibrant apartment of personality, packing away eclectic souvenirs and colorful decor while immersing herself in work to avoid confronting her loss. When the apartment slips back in time, she experiences the bittersweet joy of being in a world where her aunt still exists, though away in Iceland. The apartment becomes a physical manifestation of grief's non-linear nature. Iwan carries grief for his grandfather, his culinary inspiration, who taught him to cook with heart rather than precision. This loss drove him toward technical perfection in prestigious kitchens at the cost of joy. When Clementine receives a long-lost package from her aunt, an Icelandic travel guide planning their next adventure, she confronts the finality of her aunt's absence. Through these parallel experiences, Poston illustrates how grief slips through time like the apartment itself, appearing unexpectedly when triggered by memory. The novel explores how dreams evolve from passion to profession. When Clementine first meets Iwan, he's a dishwasher cooking with infectious enthusiasm, describing his grandfather's inconsistent lemon pies with genuine love. 7 years later, as acclaimed chef James Ashton, he's achieved success, yet something essential is missing. His restaurant, Hyacinth, bears little resemblance to the warm space he once described, featuring bright decor with marble tables, somewhere between a warehouse and half-finished department store. At his opening, Clementine challenges him, "Is this really what you wanted?" His tasting menu is technically flawless, but lacks warmth. His deconstructed lemon pie brings tears to her eyes, not from perfection, but because it's a sterile version of what they once shared. James insists, "I'm still me," but Clementine suggests his grandfather's imperfections made those meals perfect. Similarly, Clementine must examine whether pursuing security has caused her to lose sight of what drew her to publishing, a love of books and helping authors share stories. Through these parallel journeys, we see how easily we can lose our authentic selves pursuing conventional success. Throughout the novel, characters struggle to identify what truly matters amid life's constant changes. Clementine's aunt Annalia embodied a philosophy of embracing the moment, pulling strangers into impromptu dance parties and rainstorms while exclaiming, "You only live once." After Annalia's death, Clementine realizes she's been doing the opposite, playing it safe and planning for uncertain futures. From Vera, her aunt's former lover, she learns Annalia was always afraid of a good thing coming to an end, and that Vera regretted not having fought a little more for us. Clementine discovers that Vera is Ewan's mother, creating an unexpected connection between her past and present. Her father offers wisdom. Nothing lasts forever. Not the good things, not the bad. Just find what makes you happy and do it for as long as you can. This helps Clementine understand that change is neutral, neither good nor bad. She learns to embrace the present rather than clinging to the past or anxiously planning the future, ultimately resigning from her publishing job to rediscover what truly brings her joy. In the novel's final act, both protagonists find their way back to their authentic selves and to each other. After quitting her job, Clementine returns to painting and plans to travel. Meanwhile, Iwant transforms his restaurant to match his original vision, creating space for Clementine's future art. They reunite at the Metropolitan Museum of Art on her birthday, where Iwant appears with sunflowers, confessing he's almost come on previous birthdays. Everything comes full circle when Clementine discovers Iwan was the stranger in a taxi 7 years ago who encouraged her publishing career. Their paths crossed repeatedly like ships in the night, connected by an apartment that somehow knew they belonged together. When Iwan invites her to his redesigned restaurant, Clementine accepts, feeling that familiar thrill of something new beginning. There, they confess their love, starting something genuine by choice. The novel concludes with Clementine preparing to leave her apartment, realizing she carries all good moments wherever she goes, because the things that matter most never truly leave. The love stays.